Last year, my aunt handed me an old World War I medal and said, "Here, if you want it, it's yours. It belonged to your great-grandfather, but I don't know anything about it." I took it, of course, because it is really impressive looking. I was glad to have it, but basically it just went from sitting in a drawer in her house to sitting in a drawer in my house. But after a while, I started to get interested. It turns out, this medal that had rarely seen the light of day for decades had an important story to tell about why my vote matters. First, allow me to end any suspense about the medal itself. It's no Medal of Honor, but it has a nice name. It's called the Victory Medal. At first, I was intrigued. Had my great-grandfather been recognized for an action that helped lead us to victory in World War I? I was a little deflated to later learn that it's a participation medal, meaning every soldier received one after the war. Undeterred, I did a little more research into his service, hoping to find stories of heroism and bravery. As it turns out, there aren't lots of opportunities to exhibit heroism and bravery when you're assigned to the 320 Mobile Laundry Unit. So if my chest were to swell with pride, it would have to be for other reasons. Ultimately, it did indeed. Finally, it dawned upon me that the modest little medal tucked away in the drawer carries a powerful reminder for all of us. Participation involves sacrifice and service, principles that make this country great. Those who served in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, and all conflicts before and in between did so to defend the American way. I would do them all a dishonor if I did not use an important gift they gave me, the gift to vote and have my voice heard. My great-grandfather was my first ancestor to arrive in this country, arriving a few years before World War I broke out. He came from an impoverished village in Russia, and it was unthinkable for the ruling powers there to ever grant people like him and his community the right to vote. He left a place hearing, "Whatever your opinion, you will not be heard," and arrived in a land where you will be heard whatever your opinion. His voice in this country was not heard initially in an audible sense. Shortly after his arrival at Ellis Island, he ventured west to claim his piece of the American dream. He became a homesteader in South Dakota, meaning he was given a piece of very remote land, as long as he agreed to live on it and work for 7 years. He was very isolated, with nobody to talk to for miles in every direction. Sometimes he would try out his voice just to make sure it still worked. While it did still work, only the coyotes, rattlesnakes, and pheasants could hear him. Those creatures would have been the only audience for his political opinions as well, as he had not yet earned the right to vote. That would change in a couple of years. Though not yet a citizen, he enlisted in the army, gave up his homestead, and headed off to Europe to fight. Fight stains, as it turns out. When he returned, he became an American citizen and never missed a vote for the next 60 years. By the next election, I will be old enough to vote. I probably speak for most 18-year-olds when I say there's a good amount of excitement as the first opportunity approaches. I will certainly cast my vote. From my perspective, I cannot comprehend why so many people have concluded that their vote does not matter, and a voter turnout of 60% is somehow considered strong. I would like to show those non-voters the participation medal and explain to them the sacrifices our servicemen and women endured to give them their right to suffrage. I would explain the situation like this. I would take their argument and draw it to its logical conclusion. Individuals see the millions of votes cast, thinking their one vote won't make a difference. By that same logic, if my great-grandfather had not enlisted, we would still have won the war, albeit with dirtier uniforms. However, if we apply a multiplier to both of those examples, if masses of citizens take the attitude that their participation does not matter, then their non-participation will matter in much more onerous ways. My vote matters, and your vote matters. Whether it's your first time like me or you've had plenty of opportunities, whether you live on an isolated homestead in the middle of nowhere, or just down the street from the National Mall in Washington, D.C., let's honor those who came before us. Let's acknowledge the sacrifices of those who served to preserve this right. Never underestimate the power of participation. And let's all get out to vote.